Hello, everybody. This is Chris with the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. Today's episode is brought to you by Freshly.com. Quality meals delivered right to your door. Get $40 off your first 2 weeks. Go to Freshly.com. Let Freshly do the cooking for you. With Freshly, you can choose from a variety of delicious, fresh, and healthy chef-cooked meals, which are delivered right to your door. All you have to do is heat for 3 minutes, making mealtime and cleanup easier than before. You know, if your family's like mine, things get a little hectic, especially during school and sports seasons. Freshly will send you freshly cooked meals to your door, not frozen. They'll be fresh. Put them in the refrigerator, heat them up, and they are amazing. They do not taste like TV dinners. They taste like real home-cooked meals, and they're delivered directly to your door. You pick your meals from the constantly rotating weekly menu of 30-plus different gluten-free options. All of your meals are prepared and cooked by professional chefs and delivered fresh, never frozen. No shopping, no chopping, no cleanup. Freshly chefs take care of the meal prep for you, from perfecting the meals on your weekly menu to sourcing the best ingredients. And there's nothing artificial about it. They use only high-quality ingredients to make fresh meals. No artificial preservatives or colors, no added refined sugars, and no gluten. Just nutrient-rich food you can feel good about. Heat, eat, enjoy. Save an hour on dinner by heating one of their fully prepared nutritious meals in just 3 minutes. What are you going to do with all that saved time? Let them do the shopping, the prepping, and cooking for you. For customers like you, Freshly has a limited special time offer. 2 weeks of dinners cooked by their chefs for $40 off. It's normally $56.94 per week. Go to Freshly.com today. Actually, go to try.freshly.com for the special offer, limited time only. try.freshly.com. try.freshly.com. You know, some people think that I tell my story to get praise or to, you know, be on the news or be on shows like this. And you don't realize how difficult it is to become so vulnerable and to open your family up to that scrutiny. But I know how important it is, because when a news segment airs, I get hundreds and sometimes thousands of comments and messages and people who are suffering in silence, and they tell me how much inspiration they get. And so I don't want my struggles and everything that I've suffered to be in vain. Like, I really believe that God gives people struggles and trials to overcome them and then to be that hope and help to other people.
And a Safford City Council member is suspending his campaign for Congress.
A Safford City Councilman has suspended his campaign for Congress after suffering a heroin overdose.
His name is Chris Taylor. You may actually know the name very well. It's been very publicized here in the Arizona media and the Arizona press.
Chris Taylor was running for the Republican nomination to challenge Democrat Tom O'Halloran this November.
And tonight, Chris Taylor says he is seeking treatment for substance abuse.
We first met Chris Taylor in 2017 as we dug in on the opioid problem plaguing the eastern Arizona city of Safford.
In a previous campaign ad, Taylor opened up about his struggles with opioid addiction after two tours in Afghanistan.
Taylor, a veteran who fought off addiction to open his own treatment center, was poised to be the success story for Safford. But he went backwards as old demons resurfaced last week. A relapse that resulted in an overdose. In a statement to suspend his congressional campaign, Taylor was very direct, saying, quote, "I'm not going to hide from this. I'm not ashamed of what happened. I wish to sincerely apologize to the amazing people who have supported me. It's a haunting reminder of a dark past that will always be looking over the shoulder of a bright future."
prisoner to these substances that I'm dependent upon. And I don't want to be a prisoner. I don't want to be powerless. I have overcome lots of things in my life. The one last mountain and last obstacle that I need to climb is my personal health, and cut out all of these things that are unhealthy and bad for me. Hey everybody, this is Chris with the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I'm coming to you today from a special location. This is my garage. This is where I come to meditate, to contemplate, to work out, to get a sweat going, to just think about life, to get away. Coming up in a week is my 1 year anniversary of since my overdose, my relapse and overdose. I will have a year completely sober, in recovery. I've grown more personally and spiritually and mentally and emotionally than I ever have before in my entire life. There's one thing that is holding me back: my dependence, my reliance, my addiction to junk food, to energy drinks, just unhealthy lifestyle when it comes to eating. I will eat donuts and ice cream and hot Cheeto fries and white cheddar popcorn and Red Bull all day and into the night. I will eat it at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And it's just so unhealthy. And really what's unhealthy about it, yes, the physical part of it is definitely unhealthy, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally, anytime you surrender your will to a substance, whether it's heroin or whether it's some unhealthy food, it diminishes your capacity to be completely healthy, mind, body, and spirit. My wife has been on me. When you said you were going to stop drinking energy drinks, you said you were going to eat healthy, when are you going to do this? And I'll say things like, well, you know, I'm getting there, you know, at least it's not heroin, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with indulging, and there's nothing wrong with drinking a Diet Coke a day or a soda a day, whatever. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's very unhealthy to be dependent on something. And I can admit today that I am fully dependent on Red Bull and junk food. It's my comfort. So what's the challenge? What am I gonna do? Well, I started yesterday completely cold turkey, off of all sugar, caffeine, junk food. I either have to be all in or not. Just the way my brain works, the way that, you know, I have an addictive personality. That gene is definitely present in my family, in myself. I can't go halfway. I have to get there mentally, you know, because all this stuff is socially acceptable. For illegal drugs, it's a little bit easier because it's like, yeah, I need to stop that, right? I can't do this. I'll go to jail. But nobody's going to take me to jail for drinking 6-7 Red Bulls a day. Nobody's going to take me to jail or take my family away from me for eating the way that I eat. And so you minimize it, you rationalize it. I do. I don't know about you. I'm doing a 21-day challenge of just a complete shock to reset my metabolism, reset my body. I will have no sugar, no unhealthy foods. I will eat small portions of lean meats, throughout the day, starting at noon and ending at 7. So I will be intermittent fasting and nothing but water. I will drink water all day long. Water is the lifeline, the lifeblood of health, and I don't drink water at all. I've always had an unhealthy relationship with water. I don't know why, because it tastes so good, like when you're thirsty. But I will reach for a soda or a Red Bull any hour of the day over a water, and that is just so unhealthy. I've never put in the effort to eat healthy, to be completely healthy. I'm calling this the POW challenge, the prisoner of war challenge, and that's twofold. For one, is because I have such a great respect for prisoners of war and the torture and the pain that they went through in their captivity, not being able to hardly eat anything, hardly drink any water. They get, you've seen POWs, just the torture that they go through. And so I'm going to restrict myself, and every time that it gets difficult, because it will get difficult, I'm going to think about men like Lieutenant Commander John McCain, and men like that who endured over 5 years of captivity and torture. And when I feel sorry for myself that I can't eat what I want or drink what I want, I'm going to think about them, and that's going to give me the motivation to keep pushing forward. Another reason for that name, the POW challenge, is that I'm a prisoner to these substances that I'm dependent upon, and I don't want to be a prisoner. I don't want to be powerless. I have overcome lots of things in my life. The one last mountain and last obstacle that I need to climb is my personal health, and cut out all of these things that are unhealthy and bad for me. And it's gonna be difficult, but I'm documenting it so that I can be accountable, and so that you can hold me accountable, and so that I'm not gonna get on this podcast and start lying about how great my diet is going, or how great my fast is going, how great my water intake is going. No, I'm not gonna do that. And so I'm gonna document every day of it. I'm gonna do it for 21 days, hardcore, and then I will start, implementing some more balanced, diet. Still, I'm not gonna go back to the Red Bull or to the junk food, but right now, this 21-day restriction is going to reset my metabolism. It's gonna be a shock to my body to detox, really, all of that nasty things, the processed, over-processed foods and Red Bull energy drinks and all that. So stay tuned. If you wanna enter this challenge with me, I invite you. Anything that is unhealthy that you have in your life, cut it out. Cut it out and buckle down and restrict yourself. The biggest thing for me is when it gets difficult to rely on my higher power, to rely on God, to grow closer to Him through relying on Him instead of relying on these things that I go to for comfort. And so thanks for listening to this episode of the Come As Far podcast. Stay tuned for the next 21 days. I will document it all. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you all tomorrow.